Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi guys, welcome back to Intentional. Today we are talking about one of our favorite topics. And I know that because every time I make an episode on manifesting, this show gets probably triple the amount of listens than it usually does. And today I figured we would talk about something inspiring, something that makes you feel good and look forward to your life, which is manifesting your perfect day, aka living a life that you enjoy every day, no matter what you're doing, whether you're at work or at home, you're joyful in the journey. So typically I listen to podcasts and audiobooks when I want to feel inspired. And I have a few people that I listen to consistently, like every day or every week, who just make me feel excited for my life. There are people that exist, and I have worked very hard to create a circle around me of people who are the opposite of this, but there are people who just drag themselves through their life. Like everything bad happens to them. Things never work out for them. They're always a victim to the things that are happening in their lives. And while, of course, it's hard to watch somebody go through that, and like my initial reaction is to feel bad for them, like, oh, that's really sad that you live a life, this one opportunity that we get to experience all of the human emotions and experience love and connection, creativity, all of these beautiful gifts. And there are people who complain their way through life. And it's a great example in a selfish way when I encounter somebody like that. It's a great example of how I never want to live my life, how I never want to be remembered. And it takes work. It takes effort to build a life that's something that you're proud of, that you look forward to, that you enjoy. And it's not to say that every single day you're going to be like, yes, I love that I get to get out of bed and go to work for 12 hours because, you know, life is life. And not every moment is sunshine and rainbows. But I will tell you, over the last few years of intentionally designing my life and how I pay my bills and how I spend my time, it's way more aligned and harmonious than it used to be. And I can confidently say I wake up and spend my time looking forward to my day, looking forward to the people I get to interact with, what I get to do. And I think the world needs more of this. And maybe that's why you're here. Maybe that's why you're listening to this show. You're gathering inspiration and tools on how to build a beautiful life. And building a beautiful life starts with how you go into your day. How do you move through your day? What kind of mindset do you have? What are the thoughts that you're thinking? How is your energy, like physically, emotionally? Are you eating enough protein? Are you moving your body? Are you keeping the energy up? Or are you sitting for 10, 12 hours with no movement? And of course, you're not going to feel good and energized because your brain needs oxygen. And that happens through movement. And it's just so good for your body and your soul. And so I don't want to focus as much on the healthy habits today, like the physical habits, more of the mental, energetic habits. But I do want you to look at, before you even go into this episode, like get your notebook out, get your pen out. I want you to honestly look at, how's your nutrition? Are you prioritizing balanced meals? Are you moving your body on a consistent or everyday basis? How's your sleep? Like, look at your physical habits first, and then after that, come back to this episode and go through some of these tools that will get you to that next level. The physical tools are the foundation, and then everything we talk about today is going to just bump you up and get you one step further toward the ideal version of you. Okay, so this is a surprise to nobody, but we are starting today with start your day with intention and visualize what your day looks like. Okay, start your day with intention. So for my small business, One Ray Journal, we create guided journals and card decks to help you build a positive mindset through intentional tools. So for example, our card deck called the Intention Gratitude Card Deck, every day you pick a card at random and it gives you different prompts of what your intention is. So on our cards, all of the intentions, there's like 35 cards in a deck, every single one starts with I choose. Intention is a choice of the kind of energy, the kind of mindset you want to bring to a situation, to a relationship, to a conversation, to your day, like whatever you're walking into an experience with is your intention, and you have one. Maybe it's conscious because you're setting it, or maybe it's unconscious, which is where, or subconscious, which is what will get you in trouble if you're not careful, because it might be a negative thing. I remember when my fiance and I first started dating, like years ago, before we would go somewhere like a social function, he would always predict how it was going to go. And he would typically predict it. It wasn't far off from what would actually happen. It was usually pretty spot on, but it was definitely in a less inspiring and a less positive way. And finally, I'm like, you know, this, we're kind of like, you're predicting what's going to happen, and it's not something that makes me want to go to this event. So that was something where it was kind of a wake up call of like, oh, I'm not saying how you go about something and how you think about something is always how it turns out, but the lens from which you go into it with is usually how you interpret the experience. And it can be the same experience that one person goes into it negatively and one person goes into it a little bit more optimistically. And I firmly believe that when you go into an experience or go into your day with an intention that's rooted in love and good energy and patience, you get so much more out of it. Even if it's an experience or you have something on your schedule that you don't necessarily want to do, it's not like I'm so excited that I get to go drive 45 minutes away to work, you can still make the best of it by how you choose to go about it. Maybe instead of saying that, you're like, you know what? It's pretty cool that I have a job that pays my bills, that allows me to live in a beautiful place, that allows me to have a few days off a week. Like, that's pretty cool, right? Because not everybody has that. And even just that switch of perspective, it's still the same experience. And it doesn't make you hyped out of your mind to get up and drive 45 minutes, but it puts it into a bit more perspective of like, you know what? I could have a job that I liked less than this. There are plenty of jobs that I could have that I would not enjoy as much as I do this one, even if that enjoyment is very minimal. So for example, tomorrow I have 3 appointments. I have a workout to do. I am going to prepare the fruit in the morning for the week. So I will wash the produce, have my appointments, go to my workout. And I think about the day and I kind of move through it mentally real quick, each person I'm going to see, each environment I find myself in. And tomorrow, which is Monday, which is typically busy days for me, I want to feel calm. I don't want to feel like I have a million things to do and I'm behind and I need to be super productive and catch up. I want to feel calm and just move through my day in a relatively smooth, flowing fashion. That's me visualizing how I want it to go. Now, Visualizing, you can do one of two ways. That's me visualizing tomorrow. But when I want to visualize my perfect day, because remember, we are manifesting our perfect day, my perfect day, I'll tell you, I wake up without an alarm clock, of course, even though my internal clock will wake me up at like 6:37. I will wake up, make breakfast, make a cup of coffee, go to my office, get some work done, go work out, come back home, shower, get ready for the day, have a meeting or two, eat lunch from home, finish the meetings, go for a walk, work in my garden when I have one someday in the near future, cook a beautiful dinner, spend time with my fiance, watch TV, do some stretching and meditation at night, and go to bed. That is my perfect day, and that leads us into the next bullet point that I have written down, which my friend Nikki recommended. She told me that last year, she said what her perfect day was, just like I just did to you. She wrote it down. She recorded herself saying it out loud, and then she listened to that every day while she brushed her teeth. And she said, it's crazy because you always think, you always write things down of what you want to do and you think it's going to go a certain way. And then she said about 6 months later, everything on her list had come true and her day was exactly how she spoke it into existence. She had manifested this schedule for herself. And one of the things on her list was, I wake up with no alarm, aka I work for myself and I can get my work done whenever I want. And she said, it's crazy because this all happened for me, but not in the way I initially thought it would. So I really like that. And I have started to do that for the last 3 weeks. And so far, seems like it's working. And I'm not going to say that saying it out loud is the only thing that's going to get you there. Manifesting is equal part visual, like visualizing, as it is speaking it, saying it, putting work and action behind it, but action that flows, not like hard work, pushing against the grain, make sure that you're giving it all of your blood, sweat, and tears. Not that kind of hard work. Hard work that flows, that naturally feels like it's supposed to be part of this experience, which is a hard concept if you're not used to it. So if that didn't make sense, just stick with me. So yeah, say it out loud, record yourself talking it out loud, and then listen to it consistently. And that way, what happens is your subconscious mind, not the part that comes up with ideas and works through a to-do list, but the part that is talking to you all the time, like deep down in there, that tape recording that like seemingly never shuts up, that is your subconscious mind. And when you speak something out loud and then you listen to it over and over and over again, your mind starts to believe that it's true. So when I keep saying, I want to work from home, I want to work from home full time, my brain's like, oh, so let's start looking for opportunities to do that. And little by little, it's happening. Okay, next is to wake up and meditate. When I open my eyes in the morning, I give myself about 5 minutes to get out of bed. And in those 5 minutes, I will open up my phone, put on Spotify, and just listen to a 5-minute meditation, like a guided meditation. Maybe it's just beautiful music, but something to just get my brain in a space where I feel good. And I'm not waking up and scrolling social media and directly overwhelming and overloading my brain with all this information right away when it's so early in the morning. This is such a precious time for our brains, and we need to treat it as such. Waking up and meditating also helps us regulate our breathing. And when your breathing is regulated, you're taking nice deep breaths from your diaphragm, aka your lower stomach, and not from your chest, and you're feeling anxious and you're really taking restorative deep breaths, that helps you to feel calm. Your brain calms down, your thoughts slow down, and that sets you up to make better decisions during the day because you're not running behind. The next bullet point that I have is to pay attention to your transitions. So while you're in the car, maybe you're entering or exiting a room, patient, an appointment, make sure that in that transitionary time, you are taking a deep breath. You are allowing your brain to just be mush for a few minutes or singing along to music in the car, and you're coming back to your center in between transitions. This can be hardest when you're in and out of meetings all day because you need to keep switching gears of, okay, we're talking about this topic in this meeting, then we're going to go to this topic. It can make you feel like you are all over the place, scattered, overwhelmed. And we want to dial that all back in and help you feel grounded and present where your body is, where your feet are. So that makes a big difference, how you handle the transitions in between each appointment, meeting, workflow that you have scheduled for the day. Use that time to calm your brain. Maybe you don't listen to anything. Maybe it's just silent. Take deep breaths and come back to your center. Okay, next up, create more time and space. This one is specifically talking to me in 2021 when I would stack my day with every possible thing that I could get done because I had the time. Not even does it make the most sense, does it flow? You know, I look at my calendar from an energetic perspective. If I'm going to have a meeting, I'm going to set up pretty much all my meetings for that day or 2 days. If I'm going to do creative work, like write or do emails or like send you the email every Sunday, I usually batch those all at once, or batching podcasts. I will do all of that in one day just because I'm already in the mindset, so it makes the most sense to just stack them all one by one, all in the same day, so that I don't have to keep wasting my energy switching from one to the other. I also will suggest that you schedule less than you think you can accomplish. Like, if you have an extra hour in the day, it might not make sense to put something there just because you have that space open. When I create more time and space in my day, especially if I'm driving from one appointment to another, I don't want to put as many people as I can, because then I go into each interaction feeling scattered and stressed and not present and grounded where my feet are. And I don't want to give that energy to somebody because of an error in scheduling on my part. So what I've started to do is schedule less in my days, but give them more of my focus, more of my attention. And you guys, I am so much more productive when I do this. It's crazy. I used to think I have to schedule it all, but now that I schedule less, I am more focused on it, that more gets done. So productivity hack 101. Okay, and the last one is, when you are manifesting your perfect day, your perfect life, do you want to be remembered as somebody who is always in a rush? I find myself in a rush less than I used to be, but still more than I would like to be. If I look back and say, why do I feel like I'm in a rush? It's because of not doing one of the things on the list that I just mentioned. Typically, it's scheduling too much in a day. When we think about having a beautiful life, manifesting good things, people, experiences, what doesn't fall into that category for me personally, maybe for you, but I would assume most of us listening to this, don't want to live our lives rushing through. And yet, how often, like, ask yourself, how often do I find myself rushing through my day? Like I said, not as much as I used to, still more often than I would like to. I would like to never be in a rush, because I know how that energy feels when somebody that I'm talking to or I'm interacting with is in a rush. And usually I feel bad for them. I know what that feels like, and I hate that. But there are people who chronically operate in this state of being, of rushing, of feeling like they have to get all this done. They have to be in 7 places at once. The world cannot go on if they don't get their to-do list done. And I just, like, for what? For made-up deadlines? For things that you put yourself through simply just to add more stress and chaos into your day? What would it look like for you to still get things done, but just not rush through them? I know that I'm a lot more calm. I have a lot better of energy to give to myself, to give to the other person. I'm digesting my food. I'm relaxed. I'm able to have energy because I'm not allocating it to overthinking about what time I'm going to get to each place because I've scheduled too much. A good life means that you are present for it. You get to experience it and you find yourself enjoying the people and the environments you're in, not hoping and wishing and waiting and rushing to get to the next moment. So when you think about manifesting your perfect day, I want you to take yourself through it and slow down your thought process. Be as visual and detailed as you possibly can so that you're starting to prime and program your subconscious to the life that you want to have. This right here is the key to getting you from where you are now to where you want to be, and it's a couple decisions away. It's actually very close. It's just you prioritizing this kind of routine, getting your brain used to it, and starting to put some feelers out there so that you can craft a life that is beautiful and meaningful and full of connection and relationships with people that lift you up. I hope you found this episode inspiring, and if you did, would you do me a solid and share it with somebody in your life who needs to hear this and leave us a review? Thanks, guys. I'll see you next week.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.